धर्माश्वानुष्टथा पुंसां विश्वाक्षेन कथा सुया नोत्पाद्ये यतिरथ्यं श्राम एभि केवलम्. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. We are reading this evening from Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 8. Herein, Srila Suta Goswami is explaining so nicely what is the duty of all of human civilization. To perform one's occupational activities according to one's own position. This means that in spiritual life, there is not necessarily a need to change our particular ashram or our particular occupation. Whether we be a student or a businessman or a lawyer or a politician or a farmer or a craftsman or a housewife, the need is to perform our occupation with the proper consciousness. And it is this transformation of consciousness that is the subject of all the great Vedic literatures. The real value, the real wealth of life is not in the temporary perishing things of this world. The most priceless wealth is that of self-realization. Coming in direct experience with the truth. Krishna explains what is the truth. That essentially we are all part of Krishna. We are in Krishna and we are the property of Krishna. Within this gross and subtle material covering, which we call our body and mind, is the conscious force, which is the identity of our true self, the Atma, or the soul. This material body is like a prison, which is restraining the natural inclinations of the soul. There are 8,400,000 species of life, which are like different types of cells, prison cells, encaging the soul. But in every species of life, the soul is always seeking and longing to fulfill its desire for complete freedom. He wants to get out of the covered walls of this greater universe. He wants to see the free light in this spirit. And that complete freedom is only attained when we meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Krishna. The bondage of material existence is only due to the ignorance of our own spiritual nature. Krishna explains in the Gita, Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartan arjuna mamu petya tu kontaya punar janmana vidyate, that from the highest planet in this material existence, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest hellish existence, they are all places of misery because they are all places of birth and death. When we approach God, who is the absolute truth, which should seek emancipation from suffering and freedom in his loving service, we should not seek the sources of misery of this material world. But we find that practically everyone, when they perform their religious rituals, it is with some material motive as one's goal. Rarely do people approach sadhus for the blessing of detachment and devotion. Generally, people approach sadhu for some improvement in their health. Or more congenial relationships with one's family. Or to get good grades on one's exams. Or to make more money in one's business. Or oftentimes so that they could have male son. But all of these benedictions, even if they are fulfilled, will only be the source of misery. Yehi samsparashaja bhoga dhuka jonaya evate atyanta vanta khonteya nathe sudamate buddha. An intelligent person knows that these material objects of pleasure will perish, and when they perish, they will be a cause of great distress. When we approach the Supreme Lord, the greatest person, we should ask for the greatest thing.
परमपुरुष भगवान सर्वशक्तिमान भगवंताकडे जातो त्या वेळेला त्यांच्याकडून आपल्याला सर्वोच्च गोष्टीची प्राप्ती करून घेतली पाहिजे.
This material world, our lives are filled with so much trouble, so much burden.
या भौतिक जगामध्ये प्रत्येकाला कितीतरी दुःख आहे, प्रत्येकावरती मोठा ताण आहे, जास्तीत जास्त ओझं प्रत्येकाच्या डोक्यावरती आहे.
Because this material world is durga, it is a prison.
हे भौतिक जग दुर्ग आहे, हा भौतिक तुरुंग आहे.
The soul is longing to come out of this prison.
आणि जीवात्मा या तुरुंगातून बाहेर पडण्याची सातत्याने धडपड करत आहे.
Not to make better arrangements within this prison.
या तुरुंगात राहूनच जास्तीत जास्त सुविधा प्राप्त करण्यासाठी नव्हे तर सुटका करून घेण्यासाठी.
Vedaish cha sarve raham eva vejo. Krishna says the goal of all the Vedas is to know him.
भगवान कृष्ण सांगतात की सर्व वेद जे आहेत त्यांचा अध्ययन हे केवळ भगवत प्राप्तीसाठीच आहे.
सवाइपुंग सभदो धर्मो यथो भक्तिर होक्षजय अहोइत कि आप्रतिहता यजात्मा सुप्रसीदति. The supreme occupation is that which brings about unmotivated, uninterrupted loving service to the Lord. That condition of consciousness is transcendental to all suffering.
प्रत्येकाचं परम ध्येय परम कर्तव्य हेच आहे की भगवंताची अहैतुकी सेवा करून प्रेममय भक्ती करून भगवंताची कृपा प्राप्त करून घेणं. कारण अशी प्रेममय भक्तीच केवळ आपल्याला सर्व दुःखातून मुक्त करू शकते.
But we do not recognize the great opportunity we have in approaching God.
पण ही सर्वोच्च संधी जी प्राप्त झालेली आहे ती मात्र आपल्याला कधी ओळखता येत नाही.
There is a beautiful story. When Krishna appeared in this Kali Yuga as the Yuga avatar of Lord Chaitanya.
एक अत्यंत सुंदर कहानी आहे ज्यावेळेला भगवान कृष्ण या कलियुगामध्ये सुवर्ण अवतार धारण करून अवतीर्ण झाले होते.
Lord Chaitanya is non different than Krishna, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead.
परम सत्य परम पुरुष भगवान कृष्ण यांच्यापासून चैतन्य महाप्रभू हे भिन्न नाही आहे.
He was performing his Bal Leela, his childhood pastimes, in Navadvip Dham. One time, two thieves, they saw the beautiful jewels decorating Lord Chaitanya's body. They saw beautiful jewels decorating Lord Chaitanya. Jewels.
Ekta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cha sharir je ahe te hirya makyane sajavla jato.
And they were so much lusty to get these jewels.
Ani to jo ek tyavela Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ashe mhanje sajavle jat hote shringar kela jat hota tyavela eka chorana त्यांच्याकडे पाहिलं आणि त्यांच्या मनामध्ये चोरीची भावना निर्माण झाली.
They were thinking that these jewels are so valuable and they're on such a small child, it will be so easy to steal them from him and we will become very rich.
त्यांनी विचार केला की या मुलाकडून ही हिरे माणक आणि दागिने जे आहेत ते काढून घेणं किती सोपं आहे.
So when Lord Chaitanya, who was just a small boy, Nimai Pandit, he was walking through Navadvip, and the men, they said, would you like some sandesh, some sweets?
Tema Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ja vela rastyavarun chalay lagle te lok tyancha javar ale ani tyani vicharle tula kai god dhod kai tari khayla havo ka.
Come with us and we will take you home.
Amcha barobar chal ami tula amcha gharhi ghen jato.
So they put the Lord on their shoulder.
त्यांनी भगवंताला आपल्या खांद्यावरती बसून घेतलं.
And they began to walk toward their secret hiding place where they planned to kill him and rob him.
आणि मग ते आपल्या गुप्त जागेकडे त्यांनी चालायला सुरुवात केली. त्यांच्या मनामध्ये योजना होती की त्या ठिकाणी या लहान मुलाला घेऊन जावं आणि त्याला ठार मारावं.
And as they were walking very very quickly, they kept handing him nice sweets to keep him satisfied.
आणि जसं जसं ते चालायला लागले तसं आपल्या खांद्यावरती असलेल्या चैतन्य महाप्रभूंना शांत ठेवण्यासाठी सातत्याने ते त्यांना गोड गोड पदार्थ देऊ लागले.
And in their minds they were meditating, on which of them would get which jewel and what they would do with the money they earned from the jewels. And they walked and they walked and they walked. Anxiously awaiting to arrive at their hideout where they could perform their sinful act. But by the Lord's Yogamaya potency, his bewildering potency, he caused the thieves to walk right toward Lord Chaitanya's house. Meanwhile, Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, the Lord's mother and father and others were very much anxious. Where is our son? Where has he gone? They were just looking, searching everywhere. Then all of a sudden, the thieves arrived right in front of Lord Chaitanya's house, and they thought it was their own house. So they said, "We have arrived home." And they let the Lord down to the ground from their shoulder. Immediately little Nimai just ran and jumped into his mother and father's arms. And the mother and father were so excited that our child has returned miraculously. And the thieves were thinking, "How is this? We're not at our house, we're at his house." We better escape before we get caught and arrested. So during all the commotion of everyone's celebration of their little child returning, the thieves very, very quickly but secretly escaped. And Nimai's parents asked, "How did you find your way home?" And he said, "I was walking through the village and I became lost." And two nice men were so kind that they took me on their shoulders and they brought me home. So the parents, "Oh, such, let us reward them." So they got very, very precious silk and made them to offer and put on their head as a gift. And they went out to seek for the men, but they were gone. So from this story, so many wonderful lessons are revealed to us. These thieves actually had the greatest realization right on their shoulder. Great saints and sages and rishis, they performed tapasya for lifetimes to get the glimpse and the association of the Supreme Lord. They had the absolute truth, the goal of all the Vedas, the ultimate purpose of life, the supreme lovable object sitting right on their shoulder.
Sarva vedanta parama dheya manushya jivanata parama dheya tyas barobar sarva shaktiman satya heya toranja khandavarti tyavlela
hota. But they were so much attracted and aspiring for his jewels that they didn't even recognize him.
Ani asa asle tari hi tyancha lakshya matra nimaycha angavarti aslelya dag baginyankade hota ani aplya khandavarti param purush bhagwan ahe yanchi janiv matra tyana zali
nahi. And ultimately they lost him and they lost the jewels.
Ani shevti tyana param satyachi hi prapti zali nahi ani tya dag baginyanchi hi zali nahi.
This is the nature of this world.
Ani haach ya sarva jagacha swabhav ahe.
The Supreme Lord makes himself available in every great religion of this world.
Param Purush Bhagwan pratyek jivala pratyek dharmamade aplyala upalabdha karun det astat.
He is allowing everyone to love him and to serve him and to experience eternal liberation and ecstatic bliss in such loving devotion.
Yani pratyekana sandhi dileli ahe ki pratyekana tyachyavarti prem karav tyachi premamay bhakti karave ani tyacha khara divya anand prapt karun ghyava.
But yet we are approaching God not to know him, to love him and to serve him, but just to try to get some of his jewels.
पण आपण मात्र भगवंताकडे जातो आहोत त्यांच्यावरती प्रेम करण्यासाठी, त्यांची सेवा करण्यासाठी नव्हे, तर त्यांच्याकडून हिरे आणि मानक प्राप्त करून घेण्यासाठी.
Such a misfortune.
किती दुर्दैव आहे.
All the rituals of proper religious ceremony are meant to purify our hearts and awaken our love for God.
सर्व धर्मात सांगितलेले कर्मकांड आणि विधिविधान भगवंताच्या प्राप्तीसाठी आपलं हृदय शुद्ध करण्यासाठी सांगितलेले आहे.
But we are so attracted by the glittering appearance of this world that we make that our goal of life.
हे आपल्या समोर असताना सुद्धा आपण मात्र या भौतिक जगात चमकणार जे असत्य आहे त्याच्या मागे लागलेले आहोत.
And the result is so much trouble.
आणि याच्यासाठी आपण कितीतरी दुःख भोगत आहोत.
There's another beautiful story about a sadhu who was roaming through the forest. He was going on pilgrimage to a distant place and he was walking day after day after day.
Anki ek sundar katha hai. Ek sadhu tirtha sthanam tirtha sthali bhet denyasathi gele hote ani te janglat bhadle ani janglat bhatkat rahile
sadhu. And he was thinking that I'm a sadhu and I'm close to God, but I have to walk so far and this walking is so much trouble.
ये साधू महाराज भटकत असताना विचार करत होते की मला भगवत प्राप्ती हवी आहे, भगवंताकडे जाण्याचा मी प्रयत्न करतो आहे, पण कितीतरी प्रवास मला करावा लागतो आहे.
So he prayed to the Lord, please my Lord, O Sri Ramchandra, son of Dasarath, you are the controller and the husband of the goddess of fortune. Please bestow upon me the blessing of a horse that can drive me to my pilgrimage site.
त्याने भगवंताची प्रार्थना केली, हे दशरथ पुत्र परम पुरुष प्रभु श्री रामचंद्र सीतापती रामचंद्र तुम्ही मला माझा जो हा मार्ग आहे हा अत्यंत सुखकर करा आणि माझी ही जी आध्यात्मिक गाडी आहे तिचे जे घोडे आहेत त्या घोड्याला जास्त शक्ती द्या म्हणजे मी तुमच्याकडे लवकर येईल.
So minutes later a beautiful beautiful horse came walking up to him in the middle of the jungles.
आणि अशी प्रार्थना केल्यानंतर आश्चर्य त्या ठिकाणी सुंदर सुंदर घोडे भर जंगलामध्ये त्यांच्या समोर आले.
And he was so happy.
आणि ते इतके घोड्याला पाहिल्यानंतर त्याला मोठा आनंद झाला.
He got on the horse and he began to ride. And he was thinking, this is real pleasure. This is advancement in civilization.
आणि त्या घोड्यावरती मांडी ठोकून बसल्यानंतर त्यांनी मनात विचार केला की ही खरी सभ्यता आणि संस्कृती आहे जिच्या आधारे मला भगवंताची प्राप्ती होते.
As he was riding the horse day after day after day, he became very, very much attached to the horse.
आणि जसजसा घोड्यावरती बसून ते प्रवास करू लागले, जसे दिवस जाऊ लागले, तशी त्यांची घोड्यावरची आसक्ती वाढायला लागली.
Whatever gives us convenience or comforts in this world or pleasure, we become attached to it.
या भौतिक जगात आपल्याला जे जे काही प्राप्त होतं आपल्या सुख सोयीसाठी, त्याच्यावरती आपली अशीच आसक्ती वाढत राहते.
The horse was a lady horse. And she was pregnant, and one day she gave birth to a baby horse. So the sadhu was thinking that this baby horse is the child of my beloved horse. I must take care of it. So he began to proceed on his journey to the pilgrimage, carrying the horse on his back. Baby horses are very big. So he was struggling so much carrying this baby horse. And then he had a great realization. And he began to sing a beautiful song to Lord Ram. And in that song he revealed his heart. That my Lord, I prayed to you. That I could be carried by a horse. And now I'm carrying a horse. This is material life. We approach the Lord, we approach the demigods for material benedictions, but those material benedictions always become a great burden in our life. Prahlad Maharaj condemned this idea. Prahlad explained that the nature of this world is that we are all destined to a certain amount of happiness and distress due to our previous activities.
Prahlad Maharaj sangtat ki ya bhautik jagacha ha swabhav ahe ki aple aple prarabdha pramane aplyala kadhi sukh ani kadhi kadhi dukh prapt hot asto.
And you can make so many arrangements of becoming rich, becoming famous and everything else, but still the same amount of happiness and distress will come upon you.
Apan kiti ya bhautik jagat prayatna kela dhana ani sampada prapt karnyacha, tarihi satatyana aplya jivanamadhye dukha hi yetach asto.
And to the degree we try to find happiness in this world, to that degree we have to suffer.
Ani ja stharavarti apan ananda prapt karun ghenyacha prayatna karto, sukhi hoanyacha prayatna karto,
And people waste their entire human life for this purpose only. Durlabha manava janma, that this human life is so rare. Prahlad explained, when one is first born, annamai, one doesn't know anything but give me something to eat.
Prahlad Maharaj spashta karun sangtat ki jeev jeva janma ghetto to mayecha adhin asto ani mhanun pahili gosht to swatahacha anna shodhnyacha prayatna karto.
And one is completely bewildered just trying to find some affection and some food.
Ya bhautik jagat pahilyanda alyanantar pratyek jeev ha bavarlela asto ani mhanun to suraksha ani anna yachya shodhamadhye asto, yachyasathi dhadpad karit asto.
Then one grows a little older and one plays. Prahlad's friends were only 5 years old. They said, Prahlad, now is the time for playing. Later on, when we become old, we should become serious about spiritual life.
Prahlad Maharaj and Chichi Mitra Hote, they passed off for Chichi Hote. Titana Manache, he Prahlad, Atapla, he Kiraita Voyahe, and he is the Rogai Jahe, he Aplala, Matarpani Karaita.
But Prahlad said, so immersed in all this playing, we waste the opportunity of self-realization.
Prahlad Maharaj Manache, he Apla, he Durla Manushi Jivan, Apan Asas, Kirani Kedeman de Vayahato.
And then the child enters into studies. And even the parents today, they tell children, do not become too serious about religious life because you have to complete your studies. In this way, we spend the next 20 years of our life immersed in studies. And we think, when I complete my studies, then I will become Krishna conscious. But after studies, you get married. And then you have to establish your family. And you think that when my family is well established, then I will become serious about spiritual life. And you struggle and you strain and you toil like an ass. Guru Maharaj explains, just like the beast of burden, the ass, who walks for the washerman, he carries tons and tons of loads on his back throughout the day. After foaming at the mouth and hard labor, at the end of the day, he gets little grass. Human beings who spend their life not seeking higher spiritual consciousness, but simply laboring so hard for some material facilities are compared to such foolish asses foaming at their mouths. But now I have to work and maintain my family and succeed and increase my kingdom. When that is fulfilled, then I will take to spiritual life. But the more we work, the more we become entangled. Then we have to get our children married. And then we're very old. And our memory is fading. And our bones are aching. We cannot digest food. We can hardly see. And then we're so busy trying to care for this dying, diseased body that it's very difficult to take to spiritual life. And then we die. And our human life is wasted. Komara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniya. Therefore, Prahlad says, now is the time for spiritual life, not tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes.
Prahlad Maharaj sangta ki ajat adhyatmik jivanachi suruvat zali paije, udya keva hi yet nasto.
from the earliest age of childhood, we should take our Krishna consciousness very, very seriously as the purpose of our life. Because the real jewel, the real gift of this world is that the soul, the eternal soul, can be reunited with the Supreme Soul or Krishna through love. And here the Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining that all occupational duties are only so much a waste of time if they do not provoke attraction for Krishna. So how to perform our duties in this world in such a way that our natural attraction for God is awakened? This is the most important education. The process begins by associating with sadhus. Genuine personalities who are sacrificing their lives for the upliftment of humanity. Who as humble servants only repeat the word of God. In that association we hear the message of Bhagavad Gita. We understand our eternal nature as part of Krishna and how to live within this body in such a way that we can fulfill the ultimate aim of life. We must give up impious activities. According to the Vedas, the four pillars of sinful activities are illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and eating of meat.
Veda pramane, mausahar, madhyahar, avaidya strisanga, lottery, jugar, satta ityadi, manasa vyapar karnare, kriya karma, he sarva adharmache mukhya adhar stambha hai.
To think that we can make any real spiritual progress while engaging in these activities is an illusion. But these days people concoct and manufacture their own idea of religion. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat puranitam. The real religion that gives us real spiritual progress is that enunciated by God, not manufactured by ourselves or our own little social groups. And we must learn how to engage our activities in the loving service of the Lord. And this comes about naturally through the purification of consciousness. And the process in this age of Kali Yuga to purify our consciousness is Hari Kirtan.
Hari Kirtan is a prakriya aplyala ya kali yuga madhe अंतकरण शुद्धीकरणासाठी सांगितलेली आहे.
The chanting of the Lord's holy names.
भगवंताच्या दिव्य नामाचं स्मरण आणि कीर्तन.
चेतोदारपण मार्जनम भवमहादवाग्नि निर्वापनम श्रेयकैरावचन्द्रिकावतरणं विद्यावधूजीवनम् आनन्दाम्बुदिवारदनं प्रतिपदं पुनामृताश्वादनं सर्वात्मस्नपरं परं विजायते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्. The Lord's holy name has all the power of God within it.
भगवंताचं नाम आणि भगवंतामध्ये फरक नाही आहे. भगवंताच्या पवित्र नामामध्ये भगवंताची तीच प्रखर शक्ती आहे.
The holy name of Krishna can cleanse and purify our heart of all unwanted desires.
भगवान श्री कृष्णाचं दिव्य नाम आपल्या अंतःकरणातील सर्व मलिनता नष्ट करण्याचं सामर्थ्य त्याच्यामध्ये आहे.
And erase all of our previous karma and its effects.
आणि आपले जे काही प्रारब्ध आहे हे सुद्धा सर्व ते नष्ट करून टाकतो.
It relieves us, liberates us from this burning forest fire of material suffering.
या भौतिक जगातील आपल्याला सातत्याने जाणाऱ्या भौतिक वनव्यापासून ते आपली सुटका करते.
It awakens within our heart transcendental knowledge of our relationship with the Supreme.
भगवंताशी असलेले दिव्य संबंधाचं आपलं जे दिव्य ज्ञान आपल्या अंतःकरणात आहे ते उघड करून देत.
आनंदं बुद्धिवारदनम्. And then we taste, we experience the divine ecstasy of transcendental love that we are always hankering for.
आणि त्यानंतर मग खऱ्या खुऱ्या भगवत भक्तीचा दिव्य आनंदाची आपल्याला प्राप्ती होते.
All of our desires are fulfilled through the chanting of Krishna's holy name.
केवळ भगवंताच्या नामस्मरणानेच आपल्या या सर्व दिव्य इच्छा पूर्ण होतात.
Therefore, the greatest benediction and the most glorious of all attainments in this whole creation is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
या भौतिक जगातील सर्वात उच्च निर्मिती काय असेल तर ते भगवंताचं अमृता समान असलेलं दिव्य नाम.
This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread throughout the world based on these simple principles.
Krishna bhavana hi asha agdi sadhya ani acharanat anayla sopya asha tatvavarti nirdharit ahe.
To give everyone the proper understanding of how to perfect their human lives.
Jivan kasa safal karava hech te shikvat ahe.
How to achieve the real treasure of life.
Jivnatil khara khura khajina kasa prapt karun ghyava he Krishna bhavana shikvate ahe.
Inner ecstasy and peace.
Aplyala divya anand ani param shanti prapt karun dete.
Love for Krishna.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ji prema manti.
Just by associating with the devotees of this movement, living pious and pure lives and chanting the holy names, we can most certainly achieve the greatest goal and make our lives perfect.
Je sarva kai satvik jivan jagun bhaktancha sang karun ani char niyamancha palan karun aplyala prapt hoo shakto.
Thank you very much.
Dhanyavaad.
Does anyone have questions?
काही प्रश्न असतील विचारायला हरकत नाही.
To invite all of you. Huh? Where?
प्रश्न असल्यास कृपया लिहून या ठिकाणी पाठवायला हरकत नाही. प्रश्न असा आहे, प्रश्नकर्ता श्री डी पी कुडची. तीन प्रश्न आहेत. पहिला प्रश्न, सृष्टीचा कर्ता कोणीही नाही, ती अनादि अनंत आहे, तिला लयही नाही कारण तिची उत्पत्तीही कधी झालेली नाही.
Creator to this material world, it is eternal, it is not
right. On what authority is this spoken? That there is no creator of this world? This is absolute speculation and concoction, and it is utter ignorance.
या सृष्टीला करता नाही असं म्हणणं हा केवळ आपला तर्कवाद आहे. हे केवळ एखाद्याचं मत असू शकतं. हे परमसत्य नाही.
Where is the evidence of such foolishness?
असा हा जो विचित्र हे मत प्रदर्शन आहे याला काही पुरावा आहे का जगामध्ये?
Everything we see in this world has been created.
या जगामध्ये आपण जे जे पाहतो आहोत त्याची निर्मिती झालेली आहे.
There is nothing that exists that does not have a cause.
या जगामध्ये जे जे अस्तित्वात आहे त्याच्या मागे कारण नाही अशी कुठलीही गोष्ट अस्तित्वात नाही.
The cause of you is your mother and father.
आपल्या प्रत्येकाचं या अस्तित्वात येण्याचं कारण आहे आपले आई आणि वडील.
The cause of your mother and father is your grandmother and grandfather.
आणि तुमच्या आई वडिलांचं या जगात येण्याचं कारण आहे त्यांचे आई वडील.
The cause of your grandmother and grandfather is your great grandmother and great grandfather.
आणि अशा प्रकारे प्रत्येकाच्या या जगातील अस्तित्वाचं कारण आहे त्यांचे आई वडील.
And their cause is your great great grandmother and great great grandfather.
प्रत्येकाच्या या जगातील अस्तित्वाचं कारण आहे त्यांचे आई वडील.
And their cause is your great great grandmother and great great grandfather.
आणि अशा प्रकारे प्रत्येकाचं या ठिकाणी या जगामध्ये काहीतरी अस्तित्वात येण्याचं कारण आहे आणि हे म्हणजे आपले आजोबा पणजोबा वगैरे वगैरे.
And they have their great 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 grandmother and great 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 grandfather.
आणि अशा प्रकारे या प्रत्येकाला आई वडील आहेत आणि म्हणून सर्वजण अस्तित्वात आहेत.
You do not have to have a PhD in science to understand these simple principles of logic.
आणि हे जे काही साधं तत्वज्ञान व्यावहारिक तत्वज्ञान आहे हे समजून घेण्यासाठी आपल्याला कुठल्या शास्त्राचा अभ्यास किंवा PhD वगैरे घेण्याची काही आवश्यकता नाहीये.
The cause of this tree is the seed that came from its mother tree.
एखादं झाड एखाद्या ठिकाणी अस्तित्वात असतं त्याचं जे बीज आहे हे बीज त्याच्या जे काही म्हणजे आधी झाड होतं त्या झाडाचं जे बीज आहे.
Everything within this creation that we see has a cause.
या जगातील प्रत्येक गोष्टीच्या निर्मिती मागे कोणी ना कोणीतरी कारणीभूत असतो.
So is the cause of everything nothing or is the cause of everything something?
तर या भौतिक जगातीच्या उत्पत्तीचं कारण काहीही नाही काय? या भौतिक जगाच्या उत्पत्तीचं कारण काहीतरी आहे.
Where have we ever witnessed anything coming from nothing?
आपण कधीतरी असं पाहिलेलं आहे का की एखाद्या गोष्टीची उत्पत्ती म्हणजे अपवाद होते?
So Krishna says sarva karana karanam, I am the cause of all causes.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण हे सर्व कारणांचे कारण आहे.
Krishna is that something or someone from whom everything emanates.
Krishna हे सर्व काही आहेत त्यांच्यापासून या संपूर्ण जगाची उत्पत्ती झालेली आहे.
अहम सर्वस्य प्रभवो मत सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ते मां बुद्ध भाव समन्विता. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my loving service and worship me with all their hearts.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण सांगतात की सर्व आध्यात्मिक आणि भौतिक जगांची उत्पत्ती माझ्यापासून झालेली आहे. सर्व काही माझ्यापासून निर्मित सर्वांची माझ्यापासून निर्मिती झालेली आहे याचं ज्ञान तुम्ही जेव्हा करून घेऊन माझ्या दिव्य सेवेमध्ये लागता तेव्हाच तुमच्या जीवनातील परमध्येय तुम्हाला प्राप्त होऊ शकतं.
But you may say, but I cannot see Krishna, so how do I know that he's the creator?
But tumhi prashna vicharal ki ami Krishna la tari pahu shakat nahi mag yachyavar kasa vishwas thevacha.
But that is a nonsense question.
Pan ya prashna la kai artha nahi hai.
So many things you cannot see that you believe.
Karan pratyek gosht kai apan ya jagamadhe pahu shakat yachyamule apan tyachyavarti vishwas thevat asto.
Can you see the thoughts of your mind?
तुम्ही तुमच्या मनाचे जे खेळ चाललेले आहेत ते पाहू शकता का?
Because the mind is subtle matter which cannot be seen with gross senses.
आणि आपलं मन जे आहे हे सूक्ष्म तत्वांनी बनलेलं असल्यामुळे या भौतिक तत्वांच्या किंवा इंद्रियाद्वारे आपण त्याला पाहू शकत नाही.
The creator of this material universe is spiritual. He is beyond material elements. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is Krishna, and his body is not material. It is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And he is the cause of all causes and the source of everything.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna he Parama Tattva hai. Ya Bhautik Jagatil Tattva ni te banlele nahi hai. आणि म्हणून भगवान श्री कृष्णाचं स्वरूप जे आहे ते दिव्य आहे, सच्चित आनंद विग्रह, आणि म्हणून या भौतिक इंद्रियाने आपण त्यांना पाहू शकत नाही.
प्रेमांजन चोरित भक्ती विलोचने ना संतास दाय हृदयेश विलोकयंती यां श्याम सुंदरम चिंत्य गुणास्वरूपम गोविंदम हरिपुरुषम तमहं भजामि. But we can see Krishna. When our eyes are anointed with the salve of love, when we have pure bhakti, then we can see the Creator. When the Creator reveals himself to us in reciprocation of our love, we can see him.
पण आपण भगवंताला पाहू शकतो. भक्तिरूपी अंजन आपल्या डोळ्यामध्ये घालून आपण भगवंताचं प्रत्यक्ष दर्शन घेऊ शकतो. ज्या वेळेला शुद्ध अंतकरणानं आपण भगवत भक्तीमध्ये लागतो त्या वेळेला निश्चित आपल्याला भगवंताचं दर्शन होत.
It is amazing to me, coming from America to India, which is the land of Dharma.
वास्तविक पाहता हा प्रश्न मला धक्का देणारा आहे की भारत भूमी धर्मभूमी आहे आणि मी अमेरिकेतून आलेला आहे.
Western civilization is so materialistic and so spiritually empty.
वास्तविक पाहता पाश्चात्य संस्कृतीमध्ये अध्यात्म काही नाही आहे. आध्यात्मिक दृष्ट्या ते सर्व रिकाम आहे, केवळ भौतिक विषयांनी भरलेलं आहे.
And the religious systems of the West are like little fractions of the encyclopedic knowledge of Indians' religion.
आणि भारतीय धर्मसंस्कृतीशी किंवा आध्यात्मिक संस्कृतीशी तुलना केली असता पाश्चात्य धर्मसंस्कृती किंवा आध्यात्मिक संस्कृती ही एखाद्या कणाएवढीच आहे.
India has the most profound scientific and philosophical scriptures on the earth.
या जगातील सर्वोच्च तत्वज्ञान किंवा धर्माचं ज्ञान प्रचंड स्वरूपामध्ये केवळ या भारत भूमीतच आहे.
And such a deep and wonderful heritage of great saints and sages and rishis.
आणि इतकं अद्भुत आणि सखोल ज्ञान त्याचबरोबर ऋषी मुनींची परंपरा या देशाच्या मागे आहे.
The real histories of India are Mahabharata, Ramayana. They're all based on the greatest saints that have ever walked the face of the earth. And all of the major incarnations of God appeared here in Bharatvarsha.
जगातील सर्व तत्वज्ञान या भारताचा खरा खरा जो इतिहास आहे तो महाभारत आणि रामायणामध्ये आपल्याला पाहायला मिळतो. त्याचबरोबर या जगामध्ये मोठमोठे जे अवतार झालेले आहेत ते केवळ या भारत वर्षामध्येच झालेले आहेत.
And after studying all of the religions and the philosophies of the West, we have found a gold mine, a treasure of spiritual culture and heritage here in India, and we have come here to seek that wealth.
आणि जगातील सर्व तत्व ज्ञानाचा धर्मज्ञानाचा अभ्यास केल्यानंतर मला असा अनुभव झालेला आहे की परमसत्याचं जे तत्वज्ञान आहे ते केवळ या भारत भूमीतच प्राप्त होऊ शकतं आणि ते प्राप्त करून घेण्यासाठी मी या ठिकाणी आलो.
And yet we find here in India people telling us that there is no creator.
आणि या परम सत्याच्या शोधात मी या भारत भूमीत या धर्मभूमीत आलो असताना या भारतातील लोक मला विचारत आहेत देव आहे का, त्याचं अस्तित्व आहे का.
Better we just watch television and waste our lives.
असा प्रश्न विचारण्यापेक्षा दूरदर्शन समोर दूरदर्शन संचा समोर बसून आपलं जीवन आपण वाया घालवलेलं जास्त सांगतो.
This is very sad.
ही फार दुःखद घटना आहे.
It is below the integrity of anyone born in this great land of Bharat to not seek the ultimate goal of life.
Ya Bharat bhumit janma ghen sudha param satyachi janiv karun ghena kiwa prapti karun na ghena ha manushya jivanatil sarvat khalcha darjavaril sthar aahe.
By chanting the holy names Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hari Bol.
इष्ट आणि अनिष्ट, फायदा आणि तोटा असा भेद आपल्याच लोकांसाठी का ठेवला आहे? द क्वेश्चन इज महाराज, इफ गॉड इज एक्झिस्टिंग देन व्हाय वी फाइंड इन दिस वर्ल्ड अ प्लेजर अँड डिस्ट्रेस, पॉवर्टी अँड रिचनेस, फेवरेबल अँड अनफेवरेबल, प्रॉफिट्स अँड लॉसेस? Why it is meant for us if God is in existence?
This is all explained in Gita. This world is a prison. It is a place for people who have rejected God.
Yatu sundar vivaran Srimad Bhagavad Gita madhe karnat aalela hai. He bhautik jag manje jyane adhyatmik jagacha tyag kelela hai, ya sarvansathi turunga hai.
God has given every facility to make this world a wonderful place.
या जगामध्ये सुंदर जीवन जगण्यासाठी भगवंताने आपल्याला सर्व सुविधा दिलेल्या आहेत.
But we misuse it against his order and we create a hell out of a heaven.
पण त्यांच्या विरोधात जाऊन आपण या सर्व सुविधांचा दुरुपयोग करतो आणि या ठिकाणी असलेले सुखमय जीवन आपण नरकमय बनवत असतो.
Because Krishna gives us free will. Without free will there can be no expression of real love.
भगवंताने आपल्याला स्वातंत्र्य दिलेला आहे कारण स्वातंत्र्य असल्याशिवाय आपण भगवंतावरती प्रेम करू शकत नाही.
If your mother and father give you a nice house and teach you how to live a very pious life and you invite thieves and rogues and drug addicts into the house and they completely exploit you and make it a hellish place, is it your mother and father's fault or is it your fault?
आपल्या आई वडिलांनी आपल्याला सुंदरचं घर दिलं आणि त्या घराचा उपयोग आपण चोर लुटेरे डाकू लोकांना त्याचबरोबर व्यसनाधीन झालेल्या लोकांना जर आपल्या घरामध्ये बोलवलं आणि त्यांचा संघ केला आणि त्यांच्या संघाना नरकमय स्थिती जर प्राप्त करून घेतली
Human society has so diverted from God's instruction that we have created chaos in this world, and then we blame God. When God personally comes age after age to teach us how to live properly, but when we ignore his teachings, we create massive suffering on the individual and planetary basis.
भगवंतानी सांगितलेल्या दिव्य मार्गाचा त्याग करून आम्ही या भौतिक जगामध्ये नरक निर्माण केलेला आहे. दुःखाचा हाहाकार या ठिकाणी माजलेला आहे आणि म्हणून आपण भगवंतानी दिलेल्या वचनाप्रमाणे आपलं जीवन सुखमय बनविण्याचा प्रयत्न केला
पाहिजे. But in this age of Kali Yuga, despite all the conditions of duality, we can all come together and be united in the chanting of the holy names.
या भौतिक जगातील या सर्व द्वंद्वाविषयी जरी द्वंद्व असले तरी आपण भगवंताच्या प्रेमासाठी एकत्रित येऊन या संकीर्तन यज्ञाच्या द्वारे भगवंताची निश्चित प्राप्ती करून घेऊ शकतो.
Someone else's question.
प्रश्न असा आहे, श्री कृष्णांची पूजा का करावी, इतर देवतांच्या पूजेचा परिणाम काय आणि कलियुगामध्ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्राचा जप का केला पाहिजे, दुसरा केला तर चालतो का? Why we should worship Lord Sri Krishna only, leaving aside all the gods and demigods as well? In this age of Kali, why we should chant only Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Why cannot be any other one?
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Matta Paratanam Nanyat Kinchidasti Dananjayat. Throughout the Vedas it is explained that Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He is the source of all the demigods.
Vedamadhe sangitlela ki Bhagavan Sri Krishna hi sarva karmanche karan,
The devatas are considered, compared in the Bhagavad Puran, to be like the various branches and leaves on a tree, which produce fruits.
वेदामध्ये सांगितलेलं आहे की हे जग म्हणजे एक प्रचंड वृक्ष आहे आणि या वृक्षाला अनेक फांद्या पानं फुलं आणि फळं आहेत.
No doubt that you can get fruit from a branch.
यात काही संशय नाही की एखाद्या फांदीच्या आधारे आपल्याला फळाची प्राप्ती होते.
But Krishna is the root of the tree.
पण या भौतिक जगरूपी वृक्षाचे जे मूळ आहे ते भगवान श्री कृष्ण आहे.
If you pour water on the root, automatically every part of the tree is satisfied.
आपण जर या वृक्षाच्या मुळामध्ये पाणी घातलं तर त्या संपूर्ण वृक्षाची उपासना होते.
देवार्षि भूताप्त्यनाम पितृनाम नखिंकरणायमणी चराजान सर्वात्मनया शरणं शरण्यं गुथौ मुकुन्दं भरिदित्य कारतम. If you worship Krishna, it is like watering the root of the tree. All of the devatas, all of the demigods, all of our responsibilities and obligations are ultimately fulfilled because Krishna is the source of everything.
भगवान श्री कृष्णांची सेवा करणं किंवा भक्ती करणं म्हणजे वृक्षाच्या मुळामध्ये पाणी घातल्याप्रमाणे आहे. भगवान श्री कृष्णांची पूजा केल्यानंतर सर्व देवदेवता ज्या आहेत त्या आपोआपच प्रसन्न होतात आणि आपल्या ज्या काही सर्व जबाबदाऱ्या आहेत त्या सुद्धा आपोआपच पार पडत असतात.
Krishna says in Gita that people of small intelligence worship the demigods for material benefits.
भगवान कृष्ण भगवत गीतेमध्ये सांगतात की आपल्या भौतिक सुख प्राप्तीसाठी जे लोक इतर देवदेवतांची पूजा अर्चना करतात ते अल्पबुद्धी आहेत.
Krishna explains that whatever benefits they give you, they're getting from me, so why not just worship me?
भगवान कृष्ण म्हणतात की या देवदेवता ज्या आपल्याला ठराविक विधिविधानांचं पालन केल्यानंतर देऊ शकतात त्या सर्व माझ्या संमतीनेच देतात.
But people sometimes are afraid to worship Krishna. Because the demigods, when you worship them, but of course you have to worship them properly. It's like a business contract. You do something for them, they will do something for you.
आपण काहीतरी त्यांच्यासाठी करतो आणि मग ते प्रसन्न होऊन आपल्याला काहीतरी या भौतिक जगाचे भोग प्राप्त करून देतात.
But Krishna is Hari.
पण भगवान कृष्ण हे हरी आहेत.
He is पूर्ण अवतार.
हे पूर्ण अवतार आहेत.
He is transcendental to any business contracts.
भगवान कृष्ण अशा सर्व व्यवहाराशी अत्यंत दिव्य असतात.
If you worship Krishna, he'll give you what's best for your spiritual life.
भगवान श्री कृष्णाची आराधना केल्यानंतर आध्यात्मिक मार्गामध्ये आपली साधना जास्त चांगली व्हावी याच्यासाठी जे काही चांगलं आहे ते आपल्याला देऊ करतात.
He may even take everything away.
ते कदाचित आपलं सर्व काही ऐश्वर्य हिरावून घेऊ शकतात.
हरिभो. The question is, do you want God realization or do you want some material benefits?
प्रश्न असा आहे की भौतिक ऐश्वर्य हवं की भगवत प्राप्ती हवी.
The Shastra says, Akama Saravakamo va Mokshakara Udavade Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purushampara. If you worship Krishna, whether you do it for material benefits or for no material benefits or for liberation, ultimately because you approach Krishna, he's going to do what's ever necessary to perfect your life.
Apan Bhagavantakade Bhautik Kamecha Chungelo Kiva Adhyatmik Icha Chungelo तरीही भगवान श्री कृष्ण आपल्या आध्यात्मिक उन्नतीसाठी जे जे काही हवं आहे ते सर्व काही आपल्याला देऊ करतात.
This is the version of Shastra.
आणि हे सर्व शास्त्रांचं म्हणणं आहे.
When Krishna showed his universal form, his Virat Rupa to Arjuna, all of the demigods, all of the devatas were included within him.
ज्या वेळेला भगवंताने अर्जुनाला आपलं विराट रूप दाखवलं त्यावेळेला त्यांच्या शरीरामध्ये सर्व देवदेवता समाविष्ट असलेल्या.
So there are many mantras in the Vedic literatures. And each of these mantras contain the various names of God. Or names of demigods. So there is certainly benefit in chanting any Vedic mantra. But of all the mantras in this age of Kali, it is explained that the 16-syllable mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, is the Maha Mantra. It is specially created by the Lord, specially given by the Lord to counteract the effects of Kali Yuga. Just like if you go to pharmacy, there will be so many medicines, and all of them are good and they have effect. But according to our particular disease, a particular medicine will be most effective. So it is explained that in this age of Kali, we are all suffering from a very, very bad disease, the influence of Kali Yuga. And the medicine that is especially prescribed by the Vedas is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Iti Sorashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanatana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Therefore it is called the Maha Mantra, the greatest of all mantras, in which all mantras are included. One more.
हात वर करून कशाला हरे कृष्ण म्हणता कृष्ण भावने प्रगती कशी करायची
Why do you raise your hands?
Why you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, raising your hands, and how we can progress in Krishna consciousness?
We can progress in Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, raising our hands.
Krishna bhakti madhe apan aple haat var karun Hare Krishna Mahamantra cha kirtan karun pragati karun gyu
shakto. Why do we raise our hands?
Apan aple haat var ka karto?
Because we like to raise our hands. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, appeared in this age as a devotee to teach us the most wonderful and sublime process of perfecting our life.
एका भक्ताच्या रूपाने या ठिकाणी अवतार धारण करून ते आलेले आहेत ते आपल्याला भक्ती कशी करावी हे शिकवतात
and that is by attentively hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord's names
आणि ते सांगतात की अत्यंत एकाग्रतेने भगवंताविषयी ऐकणं आणि भगवंताचं गुणगान करणं या मार्गाने भगवंत प्राप्ती होऊ शकते
there are three basic processes of hari kirtan one is japa where we chant individually loud enough only for ourselves to hear, either in our mind or using the mala, chanting very softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The other is bhajan, where everyone is sitting and nicely singing beautiful songs about Krishna and Krishna's names. And the other process is called sankirtan, where everyone dances in great joy with their arms raised, loudly crying out the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
But this process of sankirtan is most important because not only does it purify ourselves, but the loud vibration of the collective devotees chanting purifies the whole world. We raise our arms because Lord Chaitanya taught us this method. When we are raising our arms, we are offering our lives at the lotus feet of the Lord through His holy name. It is a gesture of surrendering ourselves to Krishna. Just like, you know, when Draupadi was being stripped of her clothing by Dushasana in the court of the Kurus, she tried to hold it as hard as she could, but he was so powerful and she was so weak. Similarly, in this world, Maya is so strong and we are so weak. We can try as hard as we can to save ourselves and protect ourselves, but material nature is all powerful and we are insignificant. We raise our arms because we want to follow in the footsteps of Draupadi. In her helpless position, she realized that she could not save herself, so she lifted her arms and began to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And just as Krishna saved her, He will also save us. So I would like to invite everyone now to experience the wonderful ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan. As I am chanting with folded palms, welcome the holy name of the Lord through your ears into your heart. Like this, everyone. And while you are chanting, raise your arms, surrendering yourselves to the holy name.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra. त्यावेळेला दोन्ही हात वर करून भगवंताला संपूर्ण शरण जाण्याचा भगवंताची प्रार्थना करायची आहे.
And you can dance as Sri Kardamaji will teach you.
आणि हे नृत्य कसं करायचं हे कर्दमुनी प्रभूजी या ठिकाणी या याच्यावरून या पीठावरून आपल्याला दाखवतील. सर्वांनी त्यांचं अनुकरण करायचं आहे.
Feet.
ये दाहिना पैर जो है बाईं तरफ और बायां पैर जो है दाईं तरफ इस तरह से राइट वाला पैर लेफ्ट तरफ और लेफ्ट तरफ.
अशा प्रकारे आपला उजवा पाय एकदा डावीकडे टाकायचा आणि त्यानंतर तो पुनर्स्थितीत आल्यानंतर डावा पाय उजवीकडे आपल्याला टाकायचा आहे आणि अशा प्रकारे हात वर करून आणि ज्या वेळेला महाराज हरे कृष्ण म्हणतील त्या वेळेला हात जोडून हे भगवंताचं दिव्य कीर्तन आपल्याला सर्वांना करायचं आहे.
When we chant with great feeling and devotion, we dance together in this beautiful way so that our kirtan not only sounds pleasing to the Lord, but also appears very beautiful before the Lord.
And in this way, when we pray in one surah,
it is our combined unified offering of love to the Supreme Lord.
आपल्या सर्वांची एक एकवटलेली भावना आपण भगवंताला अर्पण करीत आहोत.
सो एवरीवन प्लीज राइज.
कृपया सर्वांनी उभं राहावं आणि या दिव्य कीर्तनात सहभाग घ्यावा.